global travel and tourism deals continue to decline in 2024. During the first half of 2024, the United States, China, Australia, and France all experienced a decrease in deal volume compared to the previous year, with declines of 31.5%, 46.4%, 18.8%, and 40% respectively. During the first half, H1, of 2024, the global travel and tourism industry saw a total of 347 deals announced, including mergers and acquisitions, M&A, private equity, and venture financing deals. This marked a 12.6% year-on-year, YOY, decline from the 397 deals announced during the same period in the previous year. Despite a global decrease caused by a decrease in deal-making attitudes, the situation varied across various markets and regions, as certain countries saw a drop while others witnessed increased activity. This pattern was also observed in the types of deals being analyzed. Latest analysis revealed a 7.4% decrease in M&A deal volume in H1 2024 compared to H1 2023, while venture financing deals saw a 29.6% year-on-year decline. In contrast, private equity deal volume stayed constant. During the first half of 2024, North America, Asia-Pacific, the Middle East and Africa, and South and Central America experienced a decrease in deal volume by 31.7%, 14.5%, 11.1%, and 41.7% respectively compared to the same period in 2023. In contrast, Europe observed an increase of 11.7% in deal volume year over year. During the first half of 2024, the United States, China, Australia, and France all experienced a decrease in deal volume compared to the previous year, with declines of 31.5%, 46.4%, 18.8%, and 40% respectively. In contrast, the United Kingdom, India, and Japan saw an increase in deal volumes of 7.9%, 12%, and 18.2% year-over-year during the same period. Earlier, eTurbo News reported that in the period from January to May 2024, there was a decrease in deal volume in major global markets like the US, China, and Australia by 30.4%, 52.2%, and 15.4% respectively compared to the same period in 2023. On the other hand, markets such as the UK, India, South Korea, and Germany experienced an increase in deal activity during this time.